We're trying something different today. I've got no script for this episode. But, as always, if you like birds, if you like knowledge, then my friend, you find yourself in the right place. Welcome to Blurbs, a podcast about birds. Hi, I'm Matt, bird enthusiast from New Zealand. Let's get into it. If you listened to the last episode of the podcast or follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I've recently been on a trip to the South Island of New Zealand. And yes, I'm from the North Island, so it wasn't very far to travel, but some of the landscapes and birds are distinct between the two areas. So, I've got my trusty coffee and phone with some bullet points beside me, and I want to tell you all about it. The first area we went birding was Claremont Bush, which is near Timaru. And hot damn, wouldn't you know it, the first sighting was a lifer for me, a red poll. This is a sparrow-like bird with red on its forehead. I was so excited, but could only manage to get a grainy, faraway photo. Then, a few metres up the track, we were surrounded by a group of fantails. These are common birds, but they're inquisitive and so are great for having a close-up encounter, even though they don't stay still very long. The bushwalk itself was a loop that took us up and then down the side of a mountain, but it was pretty uneventful for birds. On the way back, though, we did have a great encounter with a tomtit, and even though these are present in the North Island, I would find throughout the trip that they were a lot more common in the south. The second location in Timaru was the Otapua wetlands. This is an area I've birded before on a previous trip, but this time I saw more species and got more photos that I was happy with. The first was a shot that I'd attempted last time, but I wasn't happy with the results, but this time I was able to get. It had the male and the female paradise shell duck, as well as a mallard, each perched on their own individual rock within a lake. Side note, I actually found out I had the wrong idea in my head as to which of the paradise shell ducks was the male and which was the female. Uncommonly for ducks, it's the female of this species that actually has the most conspicuous plumage. She's got a white head and neck, whereas the male is dark all over. Other highlights from this area were seeing royal spoonbills. These are large water birds, so elegant and awesome to watch feed. They sweep their bill back and forth like they're using a metal detector. I also got to see another lifer, which was a black-fronted dotterel. To me, this looks like a stubbier version of a killdeer, if that's a bird you're more familiar with from overseas. And finally, getting to hear the pied stilts and their hilarious noise. I'll leave a link to a recording in the show notes. You should definitely check it out. I don't know why, I just think it's funny.
Ooh,
Next, we started travelling down towards Dunedin, and on the way stopped at Orokanui Eco Sanctuary. The first thing I noticed was that there were a whole heap of kereru, or New Zealand pigeon, flying overhead, which is just beautiful. And then the first bird we got to see within the eco sanctuary itself was the takahe. In the wild, these guys are only found in select mountains within the South Island, or else you see them in eco sanctuaries like this. So it's always a special encounter, and to make it even more special, there were chicks. Then we walked along the forest track and had an encounter with New Zealand's smallest bird, the rifleman. If you've listened to episode 1 of the podcast about the New Zealand wrens, you'll know that the rifleman is my photo nemesis. I've previously had the perfect photo lined up and missed it. This time I at least got a photo, but it still wasn't as good as I want it to be. Our next notable encounter was with a kaka, one of the New Zealand parrots. It was absolutely stunning to see the highlights of red and yellow in its plumage as it sat chilled out on a branch about a metre away from us. And finally, another lifer, the South Island robin. I've seen the North Island robin, and they look very, very similar, However, I believe the South Island robin were larger. We met another visitor who told us about how if you disturb the ground with your shoe and then step away, the South Island robins will come over to investigate and see if they can find some food. So it was a great method to get an up-close look. Once making it to Dunedin itself, travelling along the waterfront to get to our next campsite, there were a whole lot of cormorants, or as we call them, shags, as well as some terns, and of course gulls, perched on the various piers. But the real birding highlight for this area was the Royal Albatross Centre. And getting to the car park, you could have been mistaken in thinking it was actually the red-billed gull centre with how many were perched on the cars. I got a nice photo with one. But no, luckily it lived up to its name. We were taken to a viewing room overlooking a cliffside nesting area. We not only got to see the nests and the birds sitting on them, but also some flybys. And it was another lifer for me. I also made a joke that I'm very proud of on my Instagram post for this area. I said, "Meet my cousin Albert. Albert Ross. Albatross. Get it? I'm a comedic genius." Afterwards, as we explored around the centre, there was a beach area with sea lions, gulls, and oyster catchers. But I made the cardinal mistake of leaning on the rail and getting gull poo all up my forearms. That night we got fish and chips for dinner, and I made a second mistake of throwing a chip out to a gull, and then we got swarmed by a whole lot of them. The original gull, poor thing, was trying to defend his area. He was having to work very hard, so I made sure he got a lot of chips. They were such brave birds, honestly, they'd even just try and walk straight into our tent.
Ooh, alalo, 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 yeah.
The next stop on our trip was the Catlins, and our campsite for this area was surrounded by flax plants, so we had a whole lot of tui and bell birds just feeding directly around us. It was amazing. And then that night was the first night it rained. I love sleeping in tents when it's raining. It's just so snuggly and peaceful. The next day we visited McLean Falls, where I got a better shot of a redpoll, so I was super stoked with that. We then went to another area, this bush walk, which was about 40 minutes or so, but halfway through there was a sign saying there was a wetland boardwalk if you took an alternate route. I was really intrigued by this because we were in the middle of a reasonably remote forested area where I wouldn't have expected a boardwalk to be. So of course we went, and initially it seemed really disappointing. The boardwalk was only about 20 metres long, the landscape wasn't that much different from the areas we'd been walking through before. But we decided to sit down at the little bench at the end of the boardwalk anyway, and I'm so glad that we did, because within about a minute we had this cute little tomtit come down, let me get some close-up photos, and then the kicker, a brown creeper, which was another lifer for me. And just FYI, this brown creeper is different to the one that's found in North America. So this little area started off as disappointing and ended up being super memorable.
Ooh, alalo, 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 yeah.
The next destination was Te Anau. However, we knew we were going to have to wait a couple of days to explore this area because looking at the forecast, we needed to make the most of a window of good weather to head up to Milford Sound. This started with an early cold 5:30 a.m. wake up, but the drive was absolutely gorgeous. Once we arrived, we had what I think was the best coffee of the trip, and then I got to take some shots of weka and paradise shell ducks with the beautiful mountains in the background. The bird I wanted to see most at Milford Sound was the kea, the world's only alpine parrot. So we next headed up to a lookout where they were common. And wouldn't you know it, my girlfriend saw one, got a picture of one, and I was off looking in another area. I didn't see a kea at this location, and I was starting to get worried. What I did get to experience for the first time, however, was the song of the brown creeper. It's a very distinct descending trill. I'll leave a link to a recording in the show notes. Hope you enjoy. We then planned to head back along the route we'd taken to get to Milford Sound, but to stop at some of the side locations along the way. Just before leaving, however, we had a surprising experience when we saw a weka picking up and running away with a dead bird in its mouth. It looked like either a thrush or a fern bird to me. On the first stop of the trip back, I finally saw a kea, albeit in flight, identified by its olive-green body and scarlet underwings. This would be the closest encounter I would get. A second notable stop was a forest loop, and in this forest, everything was covered with moss, from the rocks to the tree trunks. It was absolutely beautiful, my favourite area of the entire trip. There were friendly robins floating around, and I even heard a parrot-like call, looked up, and saw some tail feathers disappearing behind a tree. I think this could have been a kakariki, which is a New Zealand parakeet. On the following day of the trip, we finally got to explore Te Anau. We planned to go to a bird sanctuary, but took a wrong turn. And how fortuitous this ended up being, because out of the corner of my eye, I spotted an Australasian grebe floating across the lake. This was yet another lifer for me, so it was my first time seeing the bird voted New Zealand Bird of the Century. We ended up following it along the shore for a while as it continued to dive under and resurface metres away. We eventually did make it to the bird sanctuary where I saw Theo, also known as Blue Duck, and the Antipodes Island Parakeet, which is a species of kakariki that I mentioned earlier. They were in enclosures, so I don't count them as lifers, but I really hope that one day I can see these birds in the wild. Later that day, in the outskirts of Te Anau, we unfortunately saw a stoat running across the road. This was not the first mammalian predator that we'd seen on our trip. We'd also come across a very hefty possum at an earlier site. These are sad to see because they pose such a threat for our native birds. To end our stay in Te Anau on a more positive note, however, we saw an interestingly coloured blackbird as we left our campsite. It was half brown, half black. I'd never seen one like it before, and then the next day in Queenstown, I saw another one. Is this normal or rare? Is it a South Island thing? I don't know. A final birding experience for the trip was when we got back to Timaru and we headed down to Caroline Bay to watch the little blue penguins come ashore at night.
Ooh, alalu, 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 yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that recap of the trip. I've posted some of the photos I took on Instagram, matt.rossella, that's matt.rossella. I'm also planning to post a whole lot of other photos early on my Patreon account. If you'd like to see these and to support my dream of turning my passion for birds into a part-time job, you can do so at patreon.com/blurbs439. The link will be in the show notes. And with all that said, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to get on to researching for the next episode. I'll see you then. Dee 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 dee. Blurbs.